Conscious Collaboration brings together entrepreneurs, change makers, and thought leaders. We aim to highlight the people that embody the idea of aligned mind, body, and business. Each week, we share, discuss, and learn from the various experiences and ideas of our guest experts. Through our discovery, we find a path to an aligned mind, body, and business.
Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Lisa, and we are the Conscious Collaboration.
Yes, we are.
Just another Tuesday.
Yeah, what up?
So lots of stuff, you know. Lots of stuff.
Had stuff and things.
Stuff and things. Had a fun eclipse party in Gulfport. You know, keep
was
Gulfport
it a
weird.
Pants party?
Nope. Not everyone was wearing pants, so I can't say that. It was.
I think you don't wear pants to the pants party.
Yeah. Right. No. It was an eclipse gathering, a random gathering at the beach. And we just showed up and everybody shared their like little glasses, you know? And so like, it was cute. Random people were coming over to like the pavilion we rented and everybody took turns looking at the eclipse through the glasses. And so there were different ages, like really, really old, mature people and then younger people.
You can't say old now?
No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm allowed to say anymore. I don't know what I'm.
You can say old. You can say old on this podcast.
So like elderly, and then people, you know, very very young people,
geriatric,
you know, and then so we had a lot of interesting conversations about the eclipse. Like, what do we remember from the last eclipse that we saw? And there were some people that were like, I was in middle school, and some people were, you know, obviously older. And then talking about the next eclipse that's coming. And then we were all like, we should all have this gathering for the next one. And then we're realizing not everyone's going to be around for the next one. So it was kind of like, you know, a little bit of emotional because it was actually a significant experience for a lot of people there just to, you know, see that nature occurrence. It was really cool, even though we had a partial eclipse. Like it had a lot of meaning to some people. And a lot of people, this is the last big eclipse that they'll see in Gulfport in Florida. Ever.
Mm. I don't have a compelling story about my eclipse. I was training a client during that peak time, and we had a conversation regarding, you know, ancient cultures who actually viewed it as respectful to stay inside and not watch the eclipse, like kind of let the sun and moon do their thing. So that's what we decided we were doing.
We told
the sun and the moon to get a room and we stayed inside and we lifted weights and it was great.
Did you have like the garage bay door thing open so you could see the lighting shed?
It was cracked, but I didn't really.
Yeah. I mean, it was really just like a shadow for us here. You know, it did just look like it was a little bit different, like a little bit eerie outside because it was like a weird shadow. But if you didn't know it was an eclipse, I don't think you would think anything different. Like, I don't even think you would look up.
I mean, I'm okay with like not, you know, seeing it. Like, I'm okay with it.
I got some cool pictures. We did some science experiments. So we got to see the crescent moons. So we did like this colander thing where the colander shown through the sun shown through the colander showed on the shadows created crescents instead of holes. So that was really neat. Let's see like the crescent moons in the shadows. Like you could go like this with your fingers and cross them and you would see the crescents on the pavement. And so that was a really neat little science experiment for like kids and stuff. And we got pictures through our glasses of like the shadow of the moon. So it was neat. But, you know, I'd like to see a full eclipse of the sun, like people that were in the path with a better visibility, because that looked really neat. Like to be on a beach in full sunset and then like, boop, dark.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. So, oh, well, it was interesting. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of talk back and forth about like, you know, were people feeling off because of the eclipse or Like, was it allergies or what? What are the effects of eclipse? So it did have, you know, some significance to people, some consideration in what the eclipse may or may not be doing energetically.
I think it was so freaking hyped up too that a lot of it was probably self-perpetuated.
To some
degree, but yeah, I mean, you know,
we need to get the eclipse PR agents on our podcast.
Well, instead of that, why don't we just do a little energy check and see what's going on in the cards. And we'll go from there.
Okay. So we'll do our intentions are to check in on what the general energy is around the collective in this eclipse energy. And then what should we know going forward so we can have the best clarity and ease on our life path journey? Whatever intentions that may be for anyone who's listening, and we'll start with the I Ching. So
very good. We'll do a little sampler platter today. Lisa's on the I Ching, and I've got a couple of oracle decks here that we'll consult.
Okay. As well. So the first energy, the general energy that's around us is the energy of harmony, right? Yin and yang.
There you go.
Masculine, feminine.
The
sun and the moon. That's right. I like this as like a tattoo.
That's what's on my shirt in my logo too. By the way,
you didn't even plan it. Subconsciously? Yeah. So I love this like artwork on the card too, the dark and the light on this floral botanical scene. And that would be like a really pretty fine ink tattoo. Mm-hmm. You know, significantly.
Yeah.
Looking at harmonies, it's daylight there above. And then on the bottom, it's got the stars. And then the guidance moving forward, coming out of this energy. And thank you. I do hope people tune into our YouTube channel and can watch me shuffle my cards because it's not.
It looks super cool from this angle.
It's chaotic. There's
cards flying everywhere.
So it's the energy of liaison. We get this a lot. Hexagram 44.
It looks like a tornado.
It's a tornado in a field.
There's
some pattern in that. So we'll see what the change. There's lots of change lines. So maybe that's a lot of the reason why people are feeling some kind of pressure. And it's changing from the heavens down to us here. And it's changing in 6, 5, 4. And 1. So there's a lot.
Sounded like you were doing a countdown.
6, 5, 4, 3. Yeah, but I'm not. But that just means, so there's 4 change lines, and that means there's a lot changing. It's not like a, it's not a fluid transition into the next moving forward. So there's a lot happening. And I don't know if we got this combination or this hexagram in one of our recent readings, but I definitely got it in someone else's, if not on the podcast. It talks about juxtaposition. So the juxtaposition denotes a time of peace and blessings for all living beings. So this is the energy around us right now in the eclipse. Earth above, sky below, heaven, and the earth seems to be above heaven, and heaven is on earth. I like that. Very positive. Mm-hmm. There is an end to all feuds. In such a state, the energy is high, the way is clear, and the prospects for great success are outstanding. So, which is interesting because a lot of people leading up to the eclipse were like feeling uncertain, depressed, low energy. And this is indicating all positive, everything working out in harmony. Business needs to be adjusted to the natural cycles of different seasons. Only through flexibility and constant adjusting can order and growth both be maintained. So really just adjusting our sales. And I know you and I were talking about Mercury in retrograde, right? It's Mercury that's in retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
So really just being aware of contracts, communications, dotting our I's and crossing our T's. and an overview of what the changes are that we may be experiencing. Don't allow yourself to become complacent, as, you know, even if you're feeling very successful at this time. Prosperity leads to decay and misfortune follows. Imagine an ancient city's walls collapsing into its moat, offering access instead of protection. In times of collapse, it helps no one to fight against the overwhelming odds. Moral strength is called in for instead of resistance. In times of peace, necessary defenses can erode. The fortress can still become vulnerable to attack. So try not to be like citizens who have become lazy and indifferent, putting their homes at risk. And there's a lot of talk, and this is so that was from the divine level in terms of, I think, a lot of what we're hearing too, and temperature checks through astrology and horoscopes and tarot is, you know, watch out for big system changes and just be aware of it. So even if you should be enjoying this time of harmony and success and smooth sailing, but also be very careful. It seems to be that there are some big systems that are changing during this time. It also talks about there is a union of high and low, and that's a union also of the yin and the yang and the female and the male energy. And it's the importance there of the person who has a higher ranking to show a level of modesty, and that's what's going to bring sublime success in a union. So keep that in mind, too, in terms of partnerships, collaborations, that there is going to be a little bit of a ranking shift and to be very modest in the union. So as the sun and the moon merge. And then we also are changing in four. So general confidence should be very high right now. Again, the mutual benefit is what's key. So keep in mind the mutual benefit for all involved in whatever undertakings that you have. And there's going to be some spontaneous contact based on the truth of inner feelings. So also during Mercury in retrograde, you may have exes that are reaching out to you. You know, maybe there a lot of that too with there being an eclipse, there could be some emotions that are stirring up and some shadow selves that are you're coming to terms with. And that could be some people reaching out to you for apologies and that type of thing as well, too. And they may be impressed by your influence, your positive influence, and watching all the things that you're doing that are.
I bet they are.
They are. So wave.
Should have been impressed when I cared.
Yeah. Just be kind and wave and say thank you. And so this is a time of peace and prosperity. An individual of high purpose is able to draw like-minded people to a good cause. As such, people become available and enlist their support. Now is the time for people of talent to set out to accomplish something. So if you have a greater calling to create a community or to join forces with others to do something, a bigger mission related to your life calling or your career, that makes a lot of sense.
At the Conscious Collaboration Podcast, we are proud affiliates of Atapa medical grade red light therapy devices. Red light therapy boasts a long list of clinically proven benefits, many that I and many of my clients have experienced firsthand. You can be sure that you'll be able to train harder, recover faster, and sleep better with Atapa red light therapy. Visit myatapa.com, myatapa.com, or use the link in our Instagram bio to shop with the code COLLAB15, that's COLLAB15, for a discount on your device.
That goes into the convention I just attended. Really, you know, resonates with the energy I experienced there.
So moving forward, as it talks about liaison and related to the convention that you just went to, Emily, that was all fitness, people of a certain level that got to see speakers, right? That were
Yeah, it was a coaches convention, nutrition coaches convention. So, there were some, more business and entrepreneurial oriented speakers. We had some, fitness and nutrition and health type celebs as well. But it was just overall a really good energy and really valuable in moving forward and starting new things with business.
So the energy moving forward with the liaison tells me, and if I can relate to your personal story in this, and the energy of harmony and the increased momentum and really like connecting in with a greater cause, liaison would be joining forces with maybe even people from the convention that are watching what you're doing or understand what you're, and they might be reaching out to you.
All about networking and connecting. And so.
Yeah. So really in that energy, making each other look good, uplifting each other in any type of collaboration is going to be really powerful. Mm-hmm. I think the tornado that's moving through the field indicates change. And it also is like a connection from heaven to earth and like bigger forces. So relating back to like, who's the powerful influencer, perhaps you both are in your own regard, but to, or several of you, because there can be more than one person in a collaboration.
Yeah. I mean, the more networks you combine, the more influence you have. And that's a big part of, what this group is about too, is making impact, via fitness and nutrition coaching.
So just like a tornado changes mm-hmm. the ground below, carves things out, is impactful. Mm-hmm. It's like going into making these relationships and finding connections from a place of not fearing them because they may be doing something similar, mm-hmm. but finding what your differences are and the mm-hmm. mutual respect there. So as long as you're both free of ulterior motives, it can be very powerful and honorable and balanced. And so it says, when a rendezvous of the yielding and the strong turns out to be a great opportunity for a positive and constructive relationship. It's the difference between a careless connection and a relationship of depth. And it ties back to someone's sincerity. So I would say that's really good advice and important. But I'd like to see what your cards that you pull on with intention might build on that, because I think it should be directly related to this conscious collaboration.
I'll do one from each. I'm going to start with the chakra deck because this one, I don't know, this one can feel a little rude. we'll see what I mean. But we'll start with the chakra deck. Grab one from here with the same intention. What we need to know regarding the collective energy surrounding the eclipse and the eclipse season, and what we need to know in moving forward.
You know what I think is interesting as we talk about harmony, and I didn't really think it was going to talk too much about the attraction aspect of it, but when you're harmonious, you're more attractive to people and opportunities, but people feel mm-hmm. better in that. Yeah. That's a beautiful card.
So it's green. So this is these are chakra cards. So this is going to be regarding the heart chakra. Heart. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read from the book for these because I'm really not terribly good at reading these cards. But she's holding, I don't know if the puppy died, but she's holding. She's holding this dog close to her heart. She's crying. So let's see what that's about.
It does look like a puppy that died.
Yeah, I mean, it's grief.
The card's more beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's just see.
The way we were describing it was really sad.
The short view is Penelope and Pickle. Okay, I guess that's the names of the girl and the dog. Pickle represents the strength of character inherent in true love. This card heralds a deep caring and an ability to heal and love again, however deep the pain or hard the challenges you face. Troubled times denote smooth sailing ahead. Let me read the bigger, the whole page. Oh, somebody said something of this nature in a funeral of a good friend that I attended a couple of years ago. But the little tagline is "Grief is love without a place to go." Okay, it says the legend. Penelope meets Pickle, the puppy, when she is at college. They go through everything together. When the day comes much later for Mother Earth to call Pickle home, he dies in Penelope's arms. Her friends are hard on her, suggesting that she should just get over her pet's death. And I think she needs to get some new friends because they're assholes. Penelope knows she loved Pickle deeply and is simply in grief. Loving Pickle was worth every moment of sadness. When she is ready, she will love again. So then it says, inspiration. Penelope and Pickle remind us that what we reveal, we can heal. Give yourself time. You will love again. If you honor your pain, it will change your life. Is lingering grief preventing me from progress? What can I see in my heart? So those are suggested kind of questions you can ask yourself in this regard. And key ideas are feeling grief, healing process, missing someone or something, being unafraid of sadness, love is on the horizon. Keywords, love, commitment, vulnerability. and then it gives a suggested sort of meditation. But yeah, I mean, I think that's just, you know, as part of a transition over to a new beginning of, you know, peace, particularly this, you know, I've heard a lot that's to be on the other side of this eclipse, that gives us permission, I guess, to, you know, feel any lingering grief that we've stifled, you know, from past events, so that we can feel it, process it, and be ready to receive the love and the peace that's on the other side. That is how I would take that.
I think it also is, like you said, it's evaluating our relationships and our connections based on how sincere people are and how heart connected they are. You know, Penelope, I agree. If her friends don't
like, just get over it. Like, what?
Go cry.
I'm just thinking about my old dog. My dog is 17, right? And if somebody, if somebody was like, get over it, I'd be like,
bye.
Why are we still friends? Okay. Right. So that was a little, that was nice. But let's see if the New Orleans deck, that's why I wanted to save the New Orleans deck for last. Cause the chakra deck, can be a little more intense emotionally. So let's ask the same question of our gorgeous New Orleans deck. They both have the beautiful rainbow jewel tones, which I'm always attracted to.
So calming, watching someone else shuffle cards.
Okay. So our card is patience. So you've got the nice big oak tree, something that you see all over the South in the state of Louisiana in particular, with the Spanish moss. Rabbits
Rabbits and the Roots.
Rabbits and the Roots. There's, you sort of get little bits of all the elements here. It looks like there's water in the background. We are in Louisiana, mm-hmm. so it's probably a bayou. Then obviously the roots there, and it almost looks like, you know, like you can kind of feel the fiery core of the earth emanating from underneath, mm-hmm. With those colors. And then, yeah, let's see what the book says about it. Why don't we? And this
it looks like very, very tree of life. And
mm-hmm.
yeah. I don't know if bunnies is related to like momentum or to like multiplying.
Right. I think it's more like an abundance and fertility kind of thing. A tree needs time to grow after it is planted. And the same can be said for even our best laid plans. By simply doing what is in your power and then having some faith and letting go, you will see the fruits of your labor come to pass one step at a time. This card has shown up in your reading because you are eager for results and your patience has worn thin in waiting for them. Take stock of all your actions. It may be that you've already done all that is within your power, and now it is time to let nature take its course. And honestly, what I'm getting from this is that basically we're right on the other side of it. Like mm-hmm. we've had patience, and now you know, it's time to get through to the other side of that portal of, you know, all the tower moments we've been experiencing, of all the grief we've been processing. I think that's what this is saying to me, is that the fruits of our labor are, you know, are here.
Yeah. Allow them to show up.
Mm-hmm. So just chill for a minute. Don't, you know, don't get all up in arms about what the energy feels like right now. When you're going from a time of, you know, a long time of chaos and disruption and grief and all the other things, you know, it's not like peace mm-hmm. is just there. It's a transition. So,
yeah, it's
I think we're there.
Yeah. I think it's really, that resonates a lot with what I'm hearing and talking to people, especially all my friends in real estate. Everybody's been doing so much work, and all the mm-hmm. entrepreneurs doing all the foundational work and changing systems. It's now like, okay, like, congratulate yourself for all the work that you have done and allow just chill for a minute. To happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just chill for a minute. It's here. We're good. Yeah,
take a walk.
I like that. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Take a walk. Go hug a tree.
I'm going to take that advice and do that very thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Well, I like that. Those cards are really pretty. I'm glad we added those. Was a good.
I love. Show.
Yeah, beautiful.
The artwork on the front there. Dope.
The beautiful energy. Update and check in to see where we are. And I hope that resonates with everybody out there. I'm sure it does. That was pretty broad. We covered a lot of bases. So
mm-hmm.
We can drill down on it inside of the Conscious Collaboration Collective in our closed and private Facebook group, in which we are going live in there more and more often. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. So we should do that again soon. Yeah.
Yeah. And make sure you guys give us some questions that you want us to answer within the group as well.
Give you a shout out. Maybe we'll bring you in here. Definitely any questions. We have some in there already, really interesting ones that I think will be a good discussion, but the more the merrier. And thank you for all of your likes and subscribes to whichever subscriber that you're listening to us on. Spotify, Apple, iTunes. It's our 101th episode.
101.
I know. We just got
101, she said.
101.
101st.
We just got We just got a badge, so we can proudly
display word.
That. Yeah.
We get smash that like button.
I know. Thanks for sharing with all your friends. We hope that we are helping people out there, and we're excited to see you inside of the group. And you can connect with us on all of the social media, following the link in our description and bios. And we'll talk to you in five.
Talk to you in five. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank y'all so much for listening to our podcast. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with all your friends so they can join our circle of collaboration on this journey. You can find us on Instagram at Conscious Collaboration Podcast, on Spotify, iTunes, and Audible, to name a few. Please join us next time for another deep dive into how you can live life in more alignment, mind, body, and business. Send us your questions and comments in our DMs or email us at consciouscollaborationpodcast@gmail.com. See you in 5 minutes.